poison oak has this little bit different leaf, and it doesn't grow in threes.
Mm-hmm. And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he'd say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways that refer to each other?
I'm sure there are, but it's not so much regional as something they're picking up on television. You know, you can call them now the old woman or the old lady or the war department or what have you.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
widow.
And if he just left her, then she'd be a...
in a mess.
Do you ever hear the expression grass widow?
Grass widow has always been referred to in my hearing as one who is divorced.
Mm-hmm. And the man whose child you are is called your...
my father.
And his wife is your...
my mother.
And together they're your...
parents.
What do people call their father and mother?
You mean beside mother and daddy and things like that? They call them the folks. This is one in my family. We always call them the folks.
Mm-hmm.
Are going off to Houston, or the folks are back or something like that.
And your father's father would be your...
my grandfather.
What did you call him? Or what... would people call him?
Granddaddy.
And his wife would be your...
grandmother.
And you'd call her...
grandmother.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Carriage.
You put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and...
push the carriage, I guess.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
daughter.
Or a boy and a...
girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year Bob...
has grown.
Or he...
really shot up.
Or if he what?
He sprouted up even, but mostly shot up, or he grew a lot. Or he's gotten taller.
Uh-huh. And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
a whipping.
Anything else?
Or a spanking. With me, it'd probably be a spanking.
Which would be worse?
Well, a whipping, I think, would involve a whip.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a switch. But I think that I always called it a spanking was what you did with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And a switching was what you did with a little switch out there, and it was very effective. And a whipping would be something very bad, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever whipped my children. They did get some spanking.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
you'd probably say he's a spitting image.
Okay,
that's a good old term.
But
he looks like his father. He resembles his father.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
expecting. Or she is pregnant.
Did people used to use the term pregnant much? Or did that sound a little...
no, I don't think they used to use it very much, but they do now.
Mm-hmm. What did people used to say?
Expecting. Or in a family way, I've heard that. It isn't anything I've ever used, but I've heard it when I was a child said that way.
Any joking expressions or vulgar expressions?
Oh, I'm sure there are, but I don't think I use them.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for
would have been a midwife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married would be called a...
illegitimate or a bastard.
Did you ever hear them called Woods Colt or Bush Child or anything like that?
Yes, but not really around here. I think I've more read that, you know. I've never heard anyone call them that around here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that you've read in literature.
Which terms have you read?
Both.
Mm-hmm. And your brother's son would be called your...
my nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
an orphan.
And a person that's supposed to look after the orphan would be his legal...
guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
family. Or my kin.
And you'd say, well, she
has... or relatives, either one.
Uh-huh.
Any of them.
She has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before.
Stranger?
What if he came from a different country?
Be a foreigner then, I suppose.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who was a stranger but who wasn't from a different country?
No, I wouldn't.
And...